live from the studios at 33rd and Burt. It's time for Live and Local, and I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. Women of Government. It's Thursday, December 5th, and it's an opportunity to join a luncheon and listen to and ask questions of a panel of women leaders who are indeed in government, just as the title advertises. And this is the brainchild of Gina Ponce, Bellevue University's Director of Latino Community Outreach, and she joins me live in studio. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
At a 5,000-foot view, let's talk about the whole Women of series that you do. This isn't the first time you've done this kind of thing. It's just the next one is Women of Government, right?
Correct.
Can you tell us how it started and what it's about? And then let's talk about this one on December 5th.
Well, it's really interesting because it started because I currently have a nonprofit called Women on a Mission for Change. And so we just have an annual event, and then we decided, well, gosh, we want to do this quarterly, but I really work for Bellevue University, so I thought, well, let's open it up to Bellevue University, and let's just pick some topics that we think women would be interested in listening to. And so the first one we had was Women of the Chamber, so we invited women that were members of the chambers in the metropolitan area. And the second one was Women of Business, which was women who owned their own businesses and talked about what it was like to move up to that, to opening a business and being successful or not.
Sure, right.
And now we're going to do Women of Government so that women could be educated on areas of government and how to obtain those positions and what it's like for these women, you know, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, and things like
sure.
that.
Sure. We sit right now in just about at 2020. We're coming to the end of this year. There are still challenges that women specifically face in business, in government, in getting ahead that to some of us, it's actually a little shocking. You'd think that we've moved past that, but not really the case.
You would think, but yeah, right. You're right. Some women have mentors that are other women, but some women have mentors that are men. And they always talk about the struggles that they have to go through to get to where they want to get to or to be equal to what it's like for a man to own a business.
Sure. Sure. Well, and I do, and you did not know I was going to bring this up, so I want to set this up very fairly. But the breaking news today, and we have in our news, Mayor Gene Stothert commenting on the fact that leader, the president of the Firefighters Union, is being reinstated in his job after that harassment caught on video and the racial slur that he used with that woman. And here he is, an arbitrator who happens to also be female, has reinstated him in his job. Not exactly what we're looking for progress, is it?
No, not really. I think that's all I'm going to say about that one.
That's very fair. So tell me how this is going to work on December 5th. I mean, if people want to, first of all, if people would like to sign up for it, there's a luncheon with it, and it's kind of a little afternoon thing. Was it run about 90 minutes, 2 hours?
It's from 11:30 to 1.
Okay.
We kind of like to do it over the lunch hour so that women could get away and come and sit with other women. We make it very casual. Lunch is very casual. And usually what I do is I send the questions to the women prior to the event, to the panelists, and I ask them maybe 5 to 6 questions. We like all of the women to answer all of the questions so that you could get different perspectives.
Sure.
And then we open it up to the audience and we have the women ask questions. And then we have a little, at the end, a little personal time where if women want to ask questions to the women specifically, privately, they hang around for a little bit.
Sure. So. And ideally, for those who are attending, you know, they're what do you hope they come away with out of this? A little mentorship, some tips, some things to drive them forward?
Well, I'm always hoping that they walk away with education. I'm always hoping that if there was something that they didn't know about becoming one of the positions that these women have, that they walk away with, yeah, I think that's something I would like to do, or no, definitely that's not something that I would want to do. So, but at least they'll have more information about each one of those particular areas and what it's going to take to get to those positions. So these women are women that may be thinking about it or that just want to be informed about what's going on in the government.
Sure. Oh, very good. Well, it sounds just fascinating. It's called Women of Government. That event is open to the public. And if you're looking for information on this, you can register by calling. And here's a number for you. Now, it's 402-293-2000. Again, that's 402-293-2000. You have to call by December 2nd so that they have enough lunch for everybody.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And that's at the John B. Mueller Administrative Services Building. She is Gina Ponce, Bellevue University's Director of Latino Community Outreach. Thank you for coming in today. This is just a wonderful program.
And thank you very much for having me.
I look forward to talking to you about the next one you put on as well.
Absolutely.
We continue with NPR programming now.